What if you had to carry my load, huh? The need to provide food like a good father to fill the mouths of his hungry men. Guns, ammunition. You know how much money that costs? No. The days of good hunting are over. Once there was horses, cattle, gold, fruit from the trees, no more.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, December 7th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American film, television, and stage actor Eli Wallach, born in 1915 in Red Hook, Brooklyn, New York. His career spanned more than six decades, beginning in the late 1940s. Trained in stage acting, which he always enjoyed doing most, he became one of the greatest character actors ever to appear on stage and screen, with over 90 film credits. On stage, he often co-starred with his wife, Ann Jackson, and together they became one of the best-known acting couples in the American theater. As a stage and screen character actor, he had one of the longest ever careers in show business, spanning 62 years from his Broadway debut to his last major Hollywood studio movie. He was the son of Jewish immigrants Abraham and Bertha Wallach, both from Poland, who ran the local candy store in their American neighborhood. He had a brother and two sisters, and his family were the only Jews in an otherwise Italian-American area. In 1936, he graduated from the University of Texas at Austin with a degree in history. While there, he performed in a play with fellow students Ann Sheridan and Walter Cronkite. In a later interview, Wallach said that he learned to ride horses while he was in Texas, adding that he liked Texas because it opened his eyes to the word friendship. He explained, "You could rely on people there. If they gave you their word, that was it. It was a real education." 2 years later, he received a Master of Arts degree in education from the City College of New York. He acquired his first method acting experience at the Neighborhood Playhouse School of the Theater in New York City, where he studied under Sanford Meisner. His education was cut short when he was drafted into the Army in January 1941. He served as a staff sergeant in a military hospital in Hawaii and was later sent to Officer Candidate School in Abilene, Texas, to train as an administrative medical officer. Commissioned a second lieutenant, he was ordered to Casablanca. Later, when he was serving in France, a senior officer noticed his acting career and asked him to create a show for the patients. He and his unit wrote a play called Is This the Army?, which was inspired by Irving Berlin's This Is the Army. In the comedy, Wallach and other actors mocked Axis dictators, with Wallach portraying Adolf Hitler himself. He later became a founding member of the Actors Studio, where he studied under Lee Strasberg. His versatility gave him the ability to play a wide variety of different parts throughout his career, primarily as a supporting actor. For his debut screen performance in Baby Doll in 1956, he won a BAFTA Award for Best Newcomer and a Golden Globe Award nomination. Among his other most famous parts are Calvera in The Magnificent Seven, Guido in The Misfits, and Tuco in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Other notable portrayals include Don Altobello in The Godfather Part III and Arthur Abbott in The Holiday. One of America's most prolific screen actors, Wallach remained active well into his 90s, and in 2010 he accepted an Honorary Academy Award, becoming the oldest Oscar recipient. He died of natural causes in Manhattan on June 24, 2014. He was 98 years old. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 7th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.